you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
What is Awakening the Pearl? What is that?
So as you mentioned at the top, I did a Gaia series called Ascension Keepers. And in that series, I looked at the ascension teachings of the Essenes, who are Jewish mystics at the time of Jesus, the Gnostics and the Cathars. And along the way, I wanted to go deep into a subject that I'm very passionate about, which is a Gnostic text called The Hymn of the Pearl or The Robe of the Soul. And it's a Gnostic story about how the soul comes from a higher place, a higher dimensional realm, if you will, call it source, call it home, and incarnates on earth. And it describes the process of the human soul incarnating, manifesting a human body, experiencing earth life, and then ultimately returning to its source place. And so Awakening the Pearl is a workshop that I've developed that is devoted to a very intensive study of this gospel, of this Gnostic text, and the teachings that it offers about how we can develop our soul.
And tell us a little bit more about this. How do we develop our souls?
Well, first we have to gain awareness of where our soul came from, and this is what this story helps us to envision, is this source place that we all have what they refer to as a higher self, that in fact a greater part of our soul, they teach, remains in the home world or the source place, call it the throne of God, heaven, whatever term you're most comfortable with, and a small fragment of our soul, of our greater soul, incarnates on earth. And then, as I say, it manifests the physical flesh and blood human body as a vehicle for exploration, for working out karma. They talk about our soul's purpose as being an agent of light and love for our Creator. We're here to be peacemakers, live a righteous life, assist all of humanity in raising up to a higher level of vibration, if you will, and then ultimately to return home.
Now, once we return home, what happens?
Well, then the story doesn't end. It just is. It never ends. In fact, there's an expression that we use in spiritual circles that is the lowest become the highest, and the highest become the lowest. It's sort of like going from kindergarten to sixth grade. You start out low, then you become high. When you're in sixth grade, you think you're really a big shot, but you can't stay there because now you got to jump up to the next higher level and go to seventh grade where you're a peon again. And so the idea is that our spiritual evolution, our soul's evolution, never ends. We continue on and on and on. So once we complete our earthly cycle of incarnations, this cosmic kindergarten where our primary goal is to learn to choose love over fear, then we go on into a into a next higher level.
And by getting into these higher levels, of course, means that you can run into just anything. I never hear you talk too much about the demonic end of the world. How come?
You know, I never used to really talk about that. I would hear about it. I would see it. I would listen to speakers that referenced it. But it's only when it's become so full frontal and in our face in these past, say, 6 months to a year that I really started to change my heart and mind about this and realize that that is absolutely real. There are, demonic entities in this world that are seeking to lead humanity into a very, very dark place. And I think that what we're seeing in our world now is a reflection of that. So it really changed my thinking over the past, just the recent period.
What amazes me about all of this, William, is how quickly the mind has been distorted and changed into this panic mode, and it's worldwide. And I guess you could blame social media and the media in general for being able to get the word out this quickly, but it just is unbelievable.
Well, there is the prophecy that says that we would change in a flash, in a twinkling of the eye, at the last Trump. And so I've been remarking about this ever since President Trump was elected, that isn't it interesting that we're in this multifaceted moment of lightning-fast change at the very moment when the whole world hates one particular person.
We need a Trump card to win this thing.
And so just as the darkness came up with a flash, the dawn can come in a flash as well. And that's what we have to focus on. We have to look at what is beyond this, because the light always overcomes the dark. And the dark knows that. The dark knows that it is always and forever into eternity will lose, that love always wins over fear. Light always trumps darkness. And we're in this battle right now between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And the forces of darkness use all the tools they can to diminish the light, but they can never completely extinguish the light. And my website may be down, but my voice is still being heard by many people. Thank you for that, George.
Well, absolutely. Now, let's talk about extraterrestrials for a second, William.
Okay.
If they exist, you believe it, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they stepping in, saving us from this mess?
Well, they may have created the mess, and so they're not going to save us from us, except to come in and with this advanced AI technology. And I think AI stands for alien intelligence, and I don't necessarily think it's an angelic intelligence. Angels don't need AI. Angels have developed their spiritual capabilities so that they have the capacity of telepathy and instant materialization of wishes, high spiritual powers. All of artificial intelligence in this technology is a mocking or a mimicking of what we can do naturally, organically, and spiritually. And so what has to happen is that we need these high avatars, the real avatars, the beings of pure light and pure love, to come into our world or to awaken in our world to combat this darkness.
These dark energies that are somehow activated, what kicked them into high gear?
Well, this takes us back to our conversations back in 2012, that we are entering into a time period of immense transformation, these vast time cycles of 2,000 years, of 26,000 years. There's a cosmic clock that we have all been living within, whether we realize it or not. And now is the time when we're maybe like 1 minute to midnight right now. And it's just a natural phenomena. And that is part of the process that's unfolding right now.
Is this like the doomsday clock all over again?
In a way, yeah. It's an analogy we can make to the doomsday clock, where the doomsday clock is all about how close we are to nuclear annihilation. And in this case, we're talking more about a spiritual annihilation, that if the dark winds, forget about churches, you can't even talk about Jesus in the public square anymore, and we're talking about a complete atheistic takeover of the planet, which is totalitarianism. These are the agents of totalitarianism and atheism. If you don't like the word demonic or satanic in those words, totalitarianism, atheism work just as well.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.